Weiter in Shas. We are in Chul and Daf Kuf Dal. Pick him on Kuf Gimel Beis Bada Bam and a Pays Bada Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Mazda for all those who finished the seventh parak of Masechus Chul. We now move on to the eighth parak, parak Kol HaBasar. Kol HaBasar Asur Levasha B'chalav. It is Asur to cook any meat with milk, says Rashi. The Afagav Darachamana Gedi, even though the Torah says Lo Savasho Gedi B'chalav, you can't cook a kid in its mother's milk, meaning a baby goat. Who would then the Chayav Oaf? This includes not only behemoths, all behemoths, but also a Chaya and an Oaf, a non-domestic animal, and chickens. Umifag Pligi Bala, come on. Some say that the extension is Darabanan, and some say it's Saraisa. Okay. Vayta in the Mishnah. Chutz. Besar dagim v'chagavim. Except for the meat of fish or chagavim or locusts. That's not considered meat midaraisa or midarbanan, that you can cook in milk. And you're not allowed to even bring meat on a table with gvina, with milk. Except for the meat of fish or locust. Now, why can't you bring it on the same table? Rashi says, at the same time, they're going to touch each other, and then it's going to be bale, it's going to be an issur basar b'chalav. Even though you're allowed to have milk, and then afterwards have meat, because they're in a gemara, so it shouldn't be a problem, but they're going to end up getting mixed, and if they get mixed, that's going to be an issue. So you're not even allowed to have them on the same table, except for that of fish and locusts. Beep, turn the page. Someone makes a ned there that they're not going to have any basar. They're mutter, but basar, dag, mechav, you're allowed to have the meat of fish and of locusts. Says Rashi. What's this talking about over here? Kol noder ein daito ella achiloshon b'nei adam. The way a person makes a neder, it's b'losh b'nei adam, the way that people go and they speak, and what do they mean when they say it? Shukori shem adavar kach. Vashminim asisa come to teach us to chol min basar, adam kori basar. Everyone, every type of meat people call meat, chutz mi b'sar dagim chagavim. Nobody calls fish meat, even though it's technically the meat of the fish, or chagavim, the locusts, these grasshoppers. No one calls them the meat, even though it's technically the meat of it. Frakta Gemara, ha, of asim midaraisa. Interesting. This, the Gemara says, the fact that the Gemara says that kol basar is going to be asar to have with milk, it seems like that sounds like midaraisa, ofas midaraisa. It sounds like it's saying that chicken is going to be asar midaraisa. Ashes kusakadaita chai isa de masisa midaraisa kamar. Chicken parmesan, taking chicken and cooking with cheese, it's going to be asar midaraisa. Come on, who is that going like? Who says such a thing? The low Rabbi Akiva, definitely not Rabbi Akiva. Dear Rabbi Akiva, because you want to say it's Rabbi Akiva. Rashi says Rabbi Akiva masnisa and hibahai pirka, the command of kofid gimel, he says over there, hamar chayva ofa. In a minotaur, he says that undomesticated animals and chickens are not de onraitha. Rashi says what we just said. So then, Rekiva can't be our Mishnah. Ema Seifa, but let's see the last part of the Mishnah. Hanodim and Abasar Mutter, but beside Dagim Chagavim, somebody makes a net on these things, is going to be Mutter with Basar. You know, I say, I'm not having meat. You're allowed to have fish, and you're allowed to have chagav locust, Rashi Shein Kori Basar, is not called Basar. Ha'of Aser, that's Masra, that chickens are going to be Aser. Rashi says, Ha'of Aser, Dibidinadarim, Achaloshim bin Adam, Anutrichim Lahalich. Vashmin and Masnis and the Derech Lakros Basar, that's the way to calling that Basar. And that what Asan Rabbi Akiva, that goes according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, who says, Kol Mile Demimlich Ale Shaliach, anything which a Shaliach would he would have to clarify what you mean when you say something, and that is, it's not clearly, you know, in what you're saying. Rashi says, "Kol dimi de mimlach alei shaliach." That you have to go and ask you. Kol davar she'eino nishma min astam. It's not clear. Lo b'toch haklal v'lo motzei min haklal. V'toch hashel lachzor lefarish v'lishol rotzei tamazeh. You just ask, what do you mean when you say that? Do you need this? Bar minehu. It's a bar mina. It's included in it. In other words, if you say like, one second, you're saying you don't want meat, or the person says, you're saying you don't want cake. You mean like When you say, you mean like Ruglach also? If that's even a question, in other words, no one would say, like, do you mean ice also? That's not even a question. Nobody would say that. But if you are saying, like, do you mean cake? That you mean Ruglach also? That means that's included in the neder. Rashi spells out the example here is that Choshev Linyan Nedarim may also amin. It's considered from the same min. Kagon Hachalik here, Shaomer Leshulcho, someone says to Shaliach, Kenei Lanu Basar Menashuk, go buy meat from the Shuk. Enu nishma lo minastam bas psar of who nimlach v'bala bayis v'shol klumani lokech psar of, like, do you mean by that I could also get chicken? Rashi says mina who it's considered it's min basar hu shairei amar lo keneli basar v'im lo haya of min basar, it wouldn't be called min basar, the lo nimlach, it wouldn't go into ask and to inquire. Imikach mimenu daha la basar, it's not considered basar. So the Tanam we learned in the Mishnah in Nidarim, Hanodim and a Yarek, someone who speaks a Neder, they're not going to have any Yarek, they're not going to have any greens. Mutter bedluin, it's mutter for them to have gourds. For Bikiva Oser, Bikiva though, he asers it. Oh, Rashi says, what's mostly Rashi, Asher brings Bikiva Oser to Kasafra min echadhein. The Kasavar Delui Mechal Yarek, he says it's included in it. Amalo Rabbi Kiva, so the Chachamim, you know, the Tanakama, which says, no, it's not true, it's going to be Mutav Delui. They go and they say to Rabbi Akiva, Vahalo, Omer Adam Lishloch, Kach Lo New York. But in the regular situation, a man says to his friend, go buy for me Yarek, Vu Omer Lo Matsasi El Delui. And if he says, the Shliach says, he comes back and he says, oh, you know, I didn't find Lo Matzasi El Deluyim. The only thing I found over there was Deluyim. Right? She says, Lo Matzasi El Deluyim, Ve'eino Lokhin Miyad Kishemotzan Ama Lo Karele In She Yerek. Must be people do not call it that. The Ha Yerek Stam Kamerle V'Ibichal Yerek Hu Lo Hayat Tzarech Limlach. You wouldn't have to consult with him and ask him what he meant. So clearly these are not the same thing. Ama Lehen, Rabbi Kiva said back to him, Kein Adav, it's exactly the point. To bring a raya, then it must be that gourds are encompassed by the Jared term of Yerek, because he wouldn't have said something that has no shaykhs at all. He goes, oh, you asked for Yerek? I only found, gosh, I can't even think, sour sticks, you know? He wouldn't have said that because there's no shaykhs, right? That's Rashi says, that is Amalem Kena Davar Mishamani Mevi Raya Shu Min Yerek Shu Lo Matza Elikitnis. We're going to see in the minute of the Gemara, because if all he found were like beans, Lo Yem Meshivo Lo Matza Elikitnis. Yeah, you asked for Yerek, I only found beans. Lo Matza Yerek Ubi Diluim Haya Omer Lo Matza Yerek Yerek Acher Ela Diluim. The only type of greens that I found are these gourds. Velam Haya Omer Kain Ela Sheish Lacha Lomo Shea Diluim Nikraim Yerek Veina Kitnis Bechal Yerek. Back in the Gemara, so it says, "Klum over lo matzasi elikidnis." What you've said, I only found that Ella should luyim b'chal yark. Must be that it's considered part of it. Vein kidnis b'chal yark, but these beans are not considered part of yark. So, but what comes out is that the first part of the Mishnah doesn't work with Rabbi Akiva, and the second part of the Mishnah does work with Rabbi Akiva. Reisha Rabbanim v'seif for Rabbi Akiva. What do you want to say, that it's a split over here? Like, we don't like to do that. So you want to say that the Reisha of the Mishnah is the Tanakhama, it's Rabbanim, it's not Rabbi Akiva, and the Sefer is Rabbi Akiva? Says the Gemara, two answers. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi he. The Mishnah really is going in the world of Rabbi. V'nasav la'aliba de Tanoi. And he came along, and he explained this Mishnah according to Machlokas, about who he goes like, Binadarim. So look, Rabbi Akiva, when it comes to Nadarim, he holds like Rabbi Akiva. Rashi says, da'afagav the tzarech le'imluche, even though he has to come along and he has to investigate and ask, Eliskol mine minahu, di lav minahu, lo hava amar eskumehai. Right, he has to ask him that. Basa b'chalav, some of the rabbanim. When it comes to basa b'chalav, though, he holds like the rabbanim, and therefore that's the first part of the Mishnah. One answer. Vashi amar, kula b'kiva, the whole thing's a b'kiva. I have the first part of the Mishnah doesn't work with him. Halki karmas, it means to say, kola basar asa levasha b'chalav, all kinds of meat, because it says that it comes out that we're saying that according to the way the Mishnah is speaking, it sounds like that Oph is the Araisa, and it clearly doesn't go according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that it's the Rabbanon. I said, no, it's working with him too. And this is what it means to say. You're not allowed to cook milk and meat. Some of them are talking about Midaraisa, some are talking about Rashi says, that's Basar Behema. In which case, Don't get all worked up. And the Gemara says, oh, you see it saying over here, that's the Raisa. No, the Mishnah is saying, you can't have it, and it means you're going to dress the Rabbanan. Chutu b'sad dogim v'chagavim, except for it comes to the fish and and these grasshoppers, she'inam lo medivriso, Torah, v'lo medivriso, from the na'os from the Raisa, or midirabbanan, they're going to be totally fine. So the entire Mishnah can actually work in the world of Rabbi Akiva, and it's just immense that some of them are talking about dirabbanan. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah says, v'asa lahalos, it's also to bring it up on the same table, meat and cheese on the same table, except for its fish and its locusts of the sort. Now, Amar Rav Yosef, Shma Minah, Psar Of Bechalav Daraisa. Whoa! Kum Techois, let's learn now from the Mishnah that it must be that chicken and milk is also Daraisa to cook together. Says Rashi, Shma Minah, Mida Asar Of Behalah, to even bring it up on the table, Bisham Gezeris Achila, because maybe you're going to come along and you're going to start, you know, it's going to mix together. Shma mina must be that Isra achila dide midoraisa velo kravashi, not like kravashi who says that it is a dirabanan. Remember that was Ravashi's answer, that he said there's a difference between midoraisa and midorabanan. Must be not. These are the dirabanan, because if you thought it was just a dirabanan, achila gufa gzera, to eat milk and cheese together is just the rabbanan. Rashi says atu basa behema, because you might end up, if you put milk and cheese together, milk and cheese. Ah, Shem. If you put chicken and cheese together, you might end up doing it with meat and cheese, and that's a problem. Vana nigzer v'hala atu achila, and now you're going to make a gezera, the rabbanan, of bringing up the idea of putting cheese. I can't, I'm stuck here. And now you're going to make a gezera of putting these two things on the table together. What are you worried about putting? You can't put meat on the table with milk, because you might come to eat them together. That's a gezera. But now you're going to say you can't put chicken on the table with milk? But that itself is a gezera. So why would you say you can't do that? And therefore, must be it's daraisa. And we're not telling me the locus in gezera gezera. So I'm going to hold up a second. Why? Maybe we're just a gezera le gezera and we do that. Who says that we don't do that? The Tanan. Well, it's actually saying it. And we don't make gezera le gezera. And where do we know that we don't make gezera gezera? The Tanan, because we're learning to the Mishnah in Chala. Chala's chutzalar. It's the mitzvah of taking off Chala. You know, we think of challah as like bread, but really there's a mitzvah to remove part of that dough, and that's called challah. It's a part we don't need. It goes to the kohen, right? It says challah is chutzlar. It's in asurim, asur lezayrim. It's actually not asur for a zayr, for a non-kohen to have challah chutzlar. It's not limited to rabbanan, it's just to rabbanan. Avah challah sa'ar, it's truma kriya, rachman. The Torah calls it truma. Vasur lezayrim, it's asur for a zayr. Every zar can't have kodesh, right? There's a pasuk actually in my bar mitzvah parsha. It says, "Rishis arisa osechem chalot terim asurim al kisur maskarim kain terim osa." So the Mishnah says, "Chalas chutzlar." It's beep. Turn the page. Kuvdalu mbeis nechelus im mazar al shulchan. It could be eaten by a kohen who's sitting with a non-kohen at the same table. Rashi says, "Nechelus a kohen im mazar v'lo gazrinu." We don't make a gzer. Dimul shakil zar mina. Maybe the zar is going to take from it. You know, va'achel, the ha'achila gufa lo mitzvah, the achila itself, is that really aser? Elam shum gzeres achilas chalas ha'aretz. We're just worried till you have the chalas ha'aretz. So we would normally say, don't sit next to a kohen eating truma in Eretz Yisrael, like chala, which is truma in Eretz, it's called truma in Eretz Yisrael, because we're worried you're going to come to eat from it. But in chutzar, it's been our word, because what's the worst case? You're going to eat from it, but that itself is a stira button for not having Eretz Yisrael. Back to the Gemara, v'nitenes l'chol kohen shiirtza, and it's not that you're allowed to give it to any kohen that you want. Rashi points out over here, what's the chiddush here? L'chol kohen shiirtza, afilu ama aretz, shein mishameres b'tari, is not careful with this tara. Mashenkin bechalas aretz, so the pasuk says that it said about that losses manas lekohanim lemechazikin b'toras Hashem mechazikin yeshlem minas velo hashem mechazikin. Everybody, they're careful not to mess it up. Alma b'darabanan lugazinun ha'ala atu achila. We don't go to such a thing.
And therefore, the fact that we allow, that we say you're not allowed to bring, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to put chicken on the table with milk, it must be that it's deraisa, because we don't do gzera l'gzera. Amalei Abaye says, no, bishlam yashmin el chalas chutz la'aretz ba'aretz, this is not a raya. Because, okay, this mashmosa, this Mishnah would work if the Mishnah would have taught this din in reference to challah outside of Eretz Yisrael, meaning you had the challah of chutz la'aretz that's in Eretz Yisrael, the ikel amigzar mishum challah ha'aretz d'araisa. Okay, in such an instance, the Eretz Yisrael challah is right there because you're in Eretz Yisrael. It's right around there. So in such a case, it's reasonable to say that if you would allow to put the derabanan challah of, you know, chutz la'aretz challah on the same table with a non-Kohen might lead to putting the Raisa Challah of the land of Israel on the table near the non-Kohen, who might come to eat it. Velo Gazrinan. And by teaching this din, that such Challah can be eaten at a table with a non-Kohen, the Mishnah would have taught us that even so, we do not set up such a gezerah, then ikel mishnah mine. Then we could have learned out from this Mishnah that the Chachamim wouldn't have assered bringing up the chicken with cheese on the table unless chicken itself was the oraisa. Ela chutz la'aretz mishum delekel migzar hu. Wrong trap. Right, velogazunan ikel mishnah mine. Then we can learn from there. Ela chutz la'aretz mishum delekel migzar hu. Now that the Mishnah says that only derabanan challah physically outside of Eretz Yisrael can be eaten with a non-kohen at the same table, we can't learn from this that the Chachamim would not have asked bringing up chicken with cheese as a gezerah against bringing up and eating meat with it. Rather, we can explain that the reason the Chachamim did not ask eating challah outside of Eretz Yisrael, at the same time a non-kohen is there, is because there's no reason to aser it, you know, to as a precautionary against a non-kohen eating d'oraisa challah, because the d'oraisa challah is unavailable outside of there. Aval hacha, but in our case over here, even if you want to say that chicken and milk is d'rabanan, isharis le lasuke ofu gvina, if we allowed you to bring them at the same table, asa lasuke basu gvina, then he's going to come to bring up chicken and asala suki baso gvina. He's going to come to substitute meat and gvina. Omecha basar bechalov deraisa is going to end up having basar bechalov deraisa. And that clearly is a problem. Meaning, if your only thing that you were nervous about is that you're going to have the milk and the chicken together, then in a chinami, that wouldn't have been a problem to make the gzeir. That would be gzeir. But over here, what's the issue? We're worried that you're going to come to actually substitute the chicken for meat, and that's going to be the raisa. Maskev la Rav Sheshes. Pardon. So on the map, just to understand where we are, this doesn't prove that that we're saying that chicken is daraisa, chicken milk is daraisa. And we're not worried also this is called a gzeira l'gzeira. We're just worried that it's an actual straight up gzeira that you're going to come to substitute and actually put meat there if we allow you to put chicken over there, and then you're going to end up having straight up chicken, meat and milk together, which is clearly a problem. Anyway, back to what we were saying. Maskevler of Sheisha is sof, but so they knew. What's the issue here? At the end of the day, you bring it up on the table, same thing. It's cold stuff, so it doesn't make a difference. There's no issue. Rashi says, Maskevler of Sheisha, the filim tim salom or bas subsar of bechal of daraisa. Even if you want to say chicken and milk is daraisa, a dying mishkachos al gezer le gezer, it's still gezer le gezer. Daha Allah darabana, and bringing it up is darabana, mishum achila. Because you might come to eat the chicken and the milk together, but achila gufa derabanan. Even that itself is derabanan. Why? Da sof sonin vitsoninu. It's cold and cold. Vafilu achil like yadad. Even if you eat them together, like a isad araisa. It's no this araisa. The derech bishal asator. The Torah only asked having milk and meat that was cooked together. This is an important thing, which we're going to probably come up with later as well. And that is that the Isser Basa B'chalav is you're not allowed to eat milk and meat that was cooked together, and you're not allowed to cook milk and meat together, and you're not allowed to get a Hanah for milk and meat that was cooked together. But if there's no cook together, then there's no Isser D'oraisa. There's only Isser D'rabbanan, and therefore there's no issue here anyway. So what's going on? Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, no, you know what the Gezer is? The Gezer is that Shema Yalla Be'ilfis Roseach, the Isser of bringing the meat and the cheese on the table is because maybe you're going to bring it in a hot pan. Rashi says, Basa Behema, and Megvina Betzoch Ilfas Roseach, Tava the Bishal. That is straight up Bishal. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Sof, Kli Sheni. At the end of the day, this is still what's called a Kli Sheni, a second Kli, all right, and that the food is transferred, known as a serving plate, after being cooked in a Kli Risha. That's only Darabanan again, because Kli Sheni and Mavashel. After the Gemara, El Gzeira Shema Yala Ve'ilfas Rishon. We're worried that maybe we're going to bring it in the Ilfas Rishon. No, it's the actual primary thing itself, and that's going to be the issue. Therefore, it's not a Gzeira, Gzeira. Boom. Zok the next Heliga Mishnah. Okay, now we said you can't bring chicken on the table, right? But now the Mishnah says a little differently. You see, Machlokas, Ha'of Ola Imagvina Ala Shulchan Ve'enu Nechal. You're allowed to bring chicken on the table, you just can't eat it. Rashi says, Imagvina, you can't have the chicken with the cheese. Divri Beishame, Azai Gezakt, Beishame, Beiselala, Min Beisela say, Lo Ola Velo Nechal. What are you talking about? You can't even bring it up. You can't bring it up, you can't eat it. Hama Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi, Zumi Kule Beishame, Mechume Beisela. This is from those that are refined more mako when it comes to Beishame and more mach when it comes to Beisel. Rashi says, Shkai Rabbi Yossi, thanks so much. I'm going Parach Hainu Tanakam. That's a Tanakam. Like, what are you telling me? Now, Be'ez Shulchan Amru, what table are they saying that it's usher to put the meat and dairy together? What table are we talking about? B'Shulchan Sha'ochel Alav. We're talking about the table that you are eating on now. Rashi says, the ID demimash mishay be, since, you know, mashvi yaday, asilach le esnuche zel gavze. You're eating it, so you know, your hands are moving all over the place. You're going to come have a problem. Shoulder love is a top shell. But the serving table, like the buffet, then nosin zebet sad zevin choshet, you can put one next to the other, and we're not worried. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Anu Tenekam. You know, the Mishnah starts off by telling us that about what Beishame say and Beisilel say, and clearly it's coming up with more machner Beishame than Beisilel. So, sorry, that is where Beisham is coming more makel. So Rabbi Yossi, and Tanakama, what are you adding over here? Chite mechila gufa yikabinau, and if you want to say that, no, that the Isser of eating itself is going to be what the difference between the two is. Meaning when Rabbi Yossi said that this is, you can count of the things that are the Kule of Beishame and the Chumers of Beisilel, he's not talking about the first part said by the Tanakama, putting chicken and dairy on the table, but to the second part of the Tanakhama is eating chicken and dairy, chicken and cheese. That the Tanakhama is saying Bisham Bisilla arguing only in reference of putting it on the same table, but in reference to eating it, there's actually no machlokas. Even Bisham agrees that eating them is still seder abanan. Va'amar le Rabbi Yossi, achila gufa mikule Bisham, mechumer Bisilla. Rabbi Yossi is saying back to the Tanakhama that the issue of eating itself is a machlokas that should be counted amongst these that are of the kulas of Bisham and the chumers of Bisilla. Tanakhama is saying that Bisham is only one kula. Rabbi Yossi is saying there's two kulas, right? That according to Tanakhama, you can only put it on the table. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can even eat chicken parmesan together. But can't be, because we learned in another Mishnah, not like that Mishnah in Adias, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shisha Devar Mekule Beishame Mechum Beisilel, and six things that Beishame is more mekel than Beisilel. V'zu Achas Vim, this is one of them. Rabbi Yossi is now going to say, Of Ola and Gvina Al Shulchan Meir Nechal. Chicken could be on the table with cheese, but it's not allowed to be eaten together. Divar Beishame, Beisilel Omer, Lo Ola V'lo Nechal, you can't do either one of them. So it must be Rabbi Yossi saying the same things at Tanakama. Ella Hakamash Malan, so what is it coming to tell us? Man Tanakama, who is a Tanakama? Rabbi Yossi, who is the Tanakama of our Mishnah that says the Beishame Matir is putting the chicken on the same table of dairy? It's Rabbi Yossi. That's who it is. Kolo Omer Davar. And the Mishnah is just going along the lines with Kol Omer Davar Shem Amar, and it says something in the name of the one who says it, then maybe Geula Le'olam brings Geula to the world. Or it says Kol Omer Davar Shem Amar V'Tana Shachach V'Hizkir Shemo B'Tchila, and then originally he didn't remember the name. The cause of his kishmo, and then he came back and he said the name. Right, so that's going to bring the geula. Shenemar, where do we know that from? There's a Mishnah in Perkei Avot. Right, this is a Mishnah in Perkei Avot. 6-6, a birthday. Shenemar v'tomer Esther lemelech b'shem Mordechai. Esther said it in the name of Mordechai. But this is when Esther tells Achashverosh that Mordechai found out that someone wanted to kill the king, the big son in Seresh. He says in the name of Mordechai, and that started the whole story later on when he read the Book of the Chronicles and he was saved. He brings Geula to the world. Tana Agra Chamua de Rabbi Abba, that is that Rabbi Abba's father-in-law, Rabbi's father-in-law Agra, he taught Ofu gvina nechal mapikorin. They can be eaten by pikorin. Rashi says they're hefker. Shenu nisar v'emukun mefarsh. You can't eat them together, but you know you don't have to be so careful. You know, there's a certain hefker kite. Hu tana love, hu amar la. He Agra taught this brisa, and he said to explain what this means. Rashi says kach kibla sedura mirabu. He accepted this brisa, this teaching. Vu amar la vu perisha misvara shalo damara pikar, and he explained exactly what he meant. Balon tiel sedar belukim v'chapet. What does it mean? You could do in the hefker manner. It means that when you're having chicken and you're having milk, that you don't have to worry about the fact of washing your hands, or that's known as tiel sedarim, or kinu chapet, or cleaning out, wiping out the inside of your mouth in between the two. Rashi says belukinu chapet shem alchol zeh. Ubikesh lechozeh, let's say you had milk and then you want to have chicken, ain't sarch lito yadav in lekenech. You don't have to go and wash your hands and wipe out your mouth. When it comes to having meat, boy kinuach, you do have to go out and clean out your mouth, because it'll come on. You shouldn't have anything stuck in your mouth from the previous eating. Story time. If Yitzchak buried Rav Mesharsha, ikel b'Rav Ashi. If Yitzchak, son of Rav Ashi, visited Rav Ashi's house, Aisuli gvina acha, they brought him cheese, and he ate from the cheese. Aisuli bistra, then they brought him meat. Achal v'lo mashe yadei. Whoa. First cheese, and then they gave him straight up meat, and he ate it, but he didn't wash his hands in between. In between the two. Omri Lei, they said to him, V'hatani Agra Chamud de Rabbi Abba, Ofu Gvina Nechalim Bapikor, and Ofu Gvina in, Basu Gvina Lo, right? Agra's the father of Abba, he said, okay, you can have chicken and milk, you can be a little hefkerkite. That means only chicken, right? That's not talking about like the real deal over here, right? Basu gvina lo, he didn't say he could do it by meat. Amar lohu, he says back to him, Hani mili belelio. That's only at night when you can't see if your hands are dirty or they're not dirty. Avabu yamama, hachazini, you can see during the day, your hands are clean. They're free enough to go ahead and wash your hands. Rashi says, Yadayim rikanyos, she'ein davak behen klum. There's nothing that's stuck in between them. By the way, Tosa seems to say, that doesn't mean he didn't clean out his mouth from something, but we're just talking about washing your hands right now. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Bishami Omrim. Bishami says that if somebody had cheese, Mekanech, he's got to wipe out his mouth and, clean it out before he could have meat. Bishal Omrim, Bishal say, Midiach, you just got to rinse out your mouth. You don't have to, wipe it out in a way that you're eating something in between it that's taking out all the residue there. Just wash out your mouth. Now, what does it mean when it says you have to wipe, and what does it mean when it says you have to rinse? Beep, turn the page. Kafhei, Amud Aleph. Ilema, if you want to say, yay, that Bishamei Omer Mekanech Velo Boy Mediach, he wipes inside of his mouth before, between these courses, and he doesn't have to rinse. Rashi says, your mouth, Velo Mediach B'mayim Shekinuach Yafe Min Hadacha, Velo Hiskur Kan Hadacha. Right, wiping out the mouth is much more than rinsing. Rabbi Shami said that wiping out the inside of his mouth with the solid food is something which is going to clean out the mouth, but rinsing with the liquid is not going to work. And they hold that the Chachamim said that they only set up that wiping but not rinsing. The rabbis could have
They could have made no mention of rinsing with respect to this din, because rinsing is not good enough on its own, but wiping is always necessary, because wiping is good on its own and rinsing is not needed. He says that you could go ahead and you could rinse the inside, and you don't have to go so far as of wiping. But then what Rabbi Zeir says, Inki Nuch Pe Elu Bepas. He says that wiping at the inside of the mouth can only be done with bread. Or says the hachshir leachol basar achagvin if you don't have meat afterwards. Ela imkain kanchol bepas tikinuach apas sheochal apas meantime hu yafa. That's going to be good. Kemana, who does Rav Zera make this statement like? Could be Shammai. This is going according to Beishamai. Rav Zera's din as to what's considered a valid wiping is relevant only according to Beishamai. According to Beisil, wiping is no halachic significance however. Right, whatsoever, like you don't even need it. Rashi says, "Di beisil hadacha ba'i v'lohus kikinuch." It's the same thing about kikinuch. Ella, it doesn't make sense to say we're pasuk like beis shami or beisil. I mean, come on. Ella, shami omer mekanech v'lo ba'i midiach. He says you wipe and you don't have to rinse. A beisil omer they say af midiach. He's saying you also have to do hadacha. Says Rashi, Tarvayu bein, you need both. Everyone's saying you have to do with pas, you also have to rinse it. Then Havilei mikule beishami mechume beisilo. Then this machlokas would come out, be one of the kulas of beishami and the chumras of beis hillel. If that's the case, then the Mishnah should have taught it. In Adia, should have put that in over there, but it's not over there. Ella, read the Brisa like this. He wipes at the side of his mouth after you have cheese, before you have meat. And also he has to rinse. He rinses his mouth after eating cheese, before meat. And also he has to wipe it out. So according to both of them, you see, is to rinse and wipe out the inside of his mouth. Mar amar chada, mar amar chada. One said one thing, one said the other. Velo pligi, they're not actually arguing with one another. Each one was just teaching another facet of that idea. So you have to like put something in your mouth that's going to be like pretzels or something that's going to clean everything around, and then you have to wash it out. So you have to do both of them in order to work. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.